WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. This is your boy, Logan Cruz, back with another dose of real talk on the Discipline Switch. Today, we're diving headfirst into something we all wrestle with at some point, procrastination and fear. Ever felt that knot in your stomach when you know you should be tackling a big project, but the thought of it makes you want to hide under the covers? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt, and every item on it feels like climbing Mount Everest? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? This isn't just some lazy afternoon struggle. Procrastination and fear are sneaky little saboteurs that can hold us back from achieving our wildest dreams. Think about it. That amazing book you want to write, that awesome business idea brewing in your mind, even just finishing that presentation for work, all of them are potential victims of the procrastination-fear combo. So, how do we break free? How do we silence those inner voices whispering doubts and excuses? Let me lay down some hard-hitting truth bombs to help you conquer this beast. Number one, fear is a liar. Seriously, that voice telling you you're not good enough or smart enough? It's lying. It wants you stuck in your comfort zone, safe but stagnant. Remember, every single successful person has faced fear head-on. They didn't let it stop them. They used it as fuel to push forward. Number two, small steps are your secret weapon. Don't get overwhelmed by the grand vision. Break it down into tiny, manageable chunks. Think of it like those giant Lego castles you built as a kid, one brick at a time, right? Same principle applies here. Start with something ridiculously small and build momentum from there. Number three, embrace imperfection. Let's face it, we're all works in progress. You don't have to be perfect to get started. In fact, striving for perfection is often the biggest roadblock to actually making progress. Give yourself permission to mess up, learn from your mistakes, and keep going. Number four, time management is your superpower. This isn't about cramming more into your day. It's about prioritizing what truly matters. Schedule time for the things that move you closer to your goals, even if it's just 15 minutes here and there. Treat those appointments like gold. They're your investment in a better future. Number five, surround yourself with champions. You know those people who lift you up, encourage your dreams, and hold you accountable? Those are your squad. Cultivate relationships with positive, supportive individuals who believe in your potential. Their energy will be contagious. Okay, let's talk about a real-life example. Imagine you're finally ready to launch that blog you've been dreaming about. The ideas are flowing, but the thought of actually writing those first few posts feels daunting. You might feel like, "What if no one reads it?" Or, "I'm not good enough at writing." That's procrastination and fear talking. Remember these takeaways. Fear is a liar. Don't let those doubts paralyze you. Start with just one post, even if it's rough around the edges. Small steps. Break down the process into manageable chunks, research a topic, outline your ideas, write a draft, etc. Celebrate each small victory. Embrace imperfection. Your first few posts might not be masterpieces, but that's okay. You're learning and growing with every word you write. The point is, overcoming procrastination and fear is a journey, not a destination. It takes courage, consistency, and a willingness to step outside your comfort zone. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. So, what's the takeaway? This isn't just about blogging or any one specific project. This is about taking control of your life, chasing your dreams with audacity, and silencing those inner voices that hold you back. Remember, you've got this. Take action today, even if it's just a tiny step. And keep coming back to the Discipline Switch for more real talk, motivation, and practical strategies to level up your life. Until next time, stay disciplined, stay motivated, and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.